The plan is normally discussed in conjunction with the wage gap between what men and women earn on average for doing the same job. A report by the Center on Wisconsin Strategy and the Wisconsin Women's Council found that in 2006, women earned just 78 cents for every dollar earned by men in the state. Milwaukee Democrat Christine Sinicki's proposal would let women take their employers to a state court if they think they're paid less or were fired or not hired because of their gender. And Sinicki says it would also apply to people who think they've been the victim of workplace discrimination because of other factors, like their age or their race.
It will give all Wisconsin workers more confidence to say to their employers, "You have nothing to worry about for me as long as you treat me fairly."
Right now, workers can sue someone in federal court if they think they're the victim of workplace discrimination. They can also try and resolve the matter outside of a courtroom by bringing a complaint to the state's Department of Workforce Development. Attorney Laura Lindner represents employers in discrimination complaints. She says the current system works fine, and changing it will only drag out these disputes.
We've got a system in place now that results in early resolution of many, many claims that otherwise would not be resolved. You will see long, drawn-out legal battles. I just know it based on the employers I represent.
Proposals like this one have been introduced regularly at the state capitol, but it may have a better chance of becoming law this year with Democrats running the full legislature and the governor's office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.